All right, now that you're all seated, we can begin by saying that this course is intended to cover a wide range of topics dealing with modern society, and more specifically, urbanization. The most obvious place to start is with the city. I'll begin by defining the word city. It is derived from the word civitas, which originally meant an organized community that was completely independent. And that is in Latin, of course. In ancient Greece, such communities were called city-states, or polis. Now, moving on. Have you ever wondered what roles a city has to fulfill in order to be successful? First of all, a city must be a place where people can live, find their food, and have access to other necessities. Moreover, it must be a place where people can find jobs to support themselves. That, as we all know, is mainly why people move to cities. Furthermore, a city must be a place where people can entertain themselves, as well as get around easily, which means it must have a good transport system. Finally, cities should be pleasant places for people to live in, which means that they should be human-friendly. But how can they be when so many of them are overpopulated? The majority of the world's population are city dwellers. In many countries in Western Europe and in the United States, more than 75% of the inhabitants choose to live in cities. And because of this, cities grow bigger by the day. This growth is sometimes so great that a city actually swallows up surrounding towns, or may even spread into other cities nearby. As a result, a huge built-up area is formed. Geographers call it a continuous urban area, otherwise known as a conurbation, a word made up of the words continuous and urban. This great spread of houses, roads, and factories often accommodates over 5 million inhabitants, whereas an average-sized city can have from a few thousand people to a few million. Two good examples of sprawling cities are London and Paris. One of the world's biggest conurbations is the Tokyo region. Conurbations, and big cities in general, present a lot of problems, which of course affect their inhabitants. One of these problems is inadequate housing. The increasing demand for more homes and more space allows the city to eat into the countryside and replace it with steel and concrete. Many attempts are being made to create green belts, which are areas of land set aside where building is prohibited. These green belts are believed to limit city growth to a certain extent. Another idea that has been adopted worldwide in order to overcome the problem of overcrowded cities is to start again. That is, build on a new site. New towns mean new housing and new industry for the people who choose to settle there. The idea was first thought of in the late 19th century by Ebenezer Howard and was named Garden City. Ebenezer wanted to combine city life with the benefits of open country. Two such new towns, Latchworth and Welwyn Garden City, were built in England in the early 20th century. Today, there are nearly 50 new towns in the United Kingdom. But this idea has also taken hold in the United States, France, India, Sweden, the Netherlands, and South America. Now, before we continue, I'd like all of you to turn to page 25 in your textbooks to see some models of...
Now listen to the recording again.
All right, now that you're all seated, we can begin by saying that this course is intended to cover a wide range of topics dealing with modern society, and more specifically, urbanization. The most obvious place to start is with the city. I'll begin by defining the word city. It is derived from the word civitas, which originally meant an organized community that was completely independent. And that is in Latin, of course. In ancient Greece, such communities were called city-states, or polis. Now, moving on. Have you ever wondered what roles a city has to fulfill in order to be successful? First of all, a city must be a place where people can live, find their food, and have access to other necessities. Moreover, it must be a place where people can find jobs to support themselves. That, as we all know, is mainly why people move to cities. Furthermore, a city must be a place where people can entertain themselves, as well as get around easily, which means it must have a good transport system. Finally, cities should be pleasant places for people to live in, which means that they should be human-friendly. But how can they be when so many of them are overpopulated? The majority of the world's population are city dwellers. In many countries in Western Europe and in the United States, more than 75% of the inhabitants choose to live in cities, and because of this, cities grow bigger by the day. This growth is sometimes so great that a city actually swallows up surrounding towns, or may even spread into other cities nearby. As a result, a huge built-up area is formed. Geographers call it a continuous urban area, otherwise known as a conurbation, a word made up of the words continuous and urban. This great spread of houses, roads, and factories often accommodates over 5 million inhabitants, whereas an average-sized city can have from a few thousand people to a few million. Two good examples of sprawling cities are London and Paris. One of the world's biggest conurbations is the Tokyo region. Conurbations, and big cities in general, present a lot of problems, which of course affect their inhabitants. One of these problems is inadequate housing. The increasing demand for more homes and more space allows the city to eat into the countryside and replace it with steel and concrete. Many attempts are being made to create green belts, which are areas of land set aside where building is prohibited. These green belts are believed to limit city growth to a certain extent. Another idea that has been adopted worldwide in order to overcome the problem of overcrowded cities is to start again. That is, build on a new site. New towns mean new housing and new industry for the people who choose to settle there. The idea was first thought of in the late 19th century by Ebenezer Howard and was named Garden City. Ebenezer wanted to combine city life with the benefits of open country. Two such new towns, Latchworth and Welwyn Garden City, were built in England in the early 20th century. Today, there are nearly 50 new towns in the United Kingdom. But this idea has also taken hold in the United States, France, India, Sweden, the Netherlands, and South America. Now, before we continue, I'd like all of you to turn to page 25 in your textbooks to see some models of...